The abundance of the Pribilof Island ecosystem is linked to a nearby but poorly understood canyon. A team of researchers is mapping the canyon and some of the surrounding ecosystems to understand what happens in the biologically diverse Bering Sea Islands. KUCB's Ann Hillman spoke with the head scientist.
A team of technicians and scientists recently mapped the shape and floor of the Pribilof Canyon near the Pribilof Islands. Marine ecologist Michelle Ridgway is with Oceanus Alaska and the Alaska Deep Ocean Science Institute. She worked with a group of technicians from TerraSond aboard the research vessel Mount Mitchell to use multi-beam sonar technology to create fine detailed maps showing the canyon floor and the types of sediments in the area. She says the canyon is biologically significant for the entire Pribilof Island ecosystem.
It's the physical and oceanographic connection with Pribilof Canyon that many believe is largely responsible for the diversity and abundance of species around the Pribilof Islands, such as fur seals, seabirds. The largest seabird colonies in the world are on St. George Island, fed, it appears, directly through nourishment and enrichment of the waters from Pribilof Canyon.
Ridgway explains that the shape of the canyon causes water currents to form large whirlpools that whip up nutrients, concentrate them, and then push them into the marine system.
The shape of the canyon walls is such that the ocean currents hitting the sides of these walls become compressed and shoot this water up onto the shelf right at the Pribilof Islands. So this dynamic process of concentrating food and then advecting it up onto the shelf is responsible for nourishing the nearshore waters around the Pribilof Islands.
Mapping the canyon will help scientists better understand the relationship between the biological systems and the geomorphology. It will also help them know what's on the canyon floor. The mapping system can sense different sediment types. This information can be matched up with images gathered from a 2007 Greenpeace expedition that used small submersibles to take photos and video of the canyon. Some of the video shows forests of seawips. Other areas are barren.
From a scientific perspective, this data will be invaluable for people involved with modeling the seawater currents in Pribilof Canyon and for doing geospatial analysis of biological functions within the canyon, like where all the plankton is blooming and identifying with more precision where rockfish habitats are and what the features of those habitats are for certain species.
Ridgway says the canyon is of particular interest because it's been prime fishing grounds since the days of the Russians. Fishing groups helped the National Ocean Survey fund the study. The information will also be used to update nautical charts. While near the Pribilofs, Ridgway and her crew also used the multi-beam sonar technology and the backscatter data to complete a pilot study looking at blue king crab habitat. They wanted to see if the technology could distinguish between different surface materials, mud, gravel, sand, and shell hash.
Shell hash is simply crushed up seashells, and this habitat type lies around the Pribilof Islands in nearshore waters.
And it seems to be crucial for the survival of Pribilof Island blue king crabs.
There's lots of spaces between shells, and the shell hash is very soft compared to gravels. There are hiding spaces for the little crab to hide from predators at their very young and vulnerable stages.
Ridgway says that mapping the area will help scientists learn more about king crab habitats and what habitat factors might help their populations recover. The blue king crab populations crashed in the 1990s, and the fishery has been closed since 1998. The red king crab fishery was closed, too, to prevent incidental catch. The past 10 years, the population has not recovered. Ridgway says they aren't exactly sure why. It could be disease, predation, habitat change, or the effect of removing most of the large male crabs from the population.
We need to have large male crab to mate with large females. Also, by culling out the large males, it's possible we can remove that set of genes for large crab from the gene pool. And those can certainly have population-level effects over time.
Their pilot test showed that the sonar technology could distinguish between the types of habitat. Ridgway hopes to return later in the summer to take samples of the floor and physically confirm the sonar information before doing a full-scale project. Data from the canyon mapping is still being analyzed. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.